Come through.
Six tourists from Germany are standing in a place you do not see pictured on the cover of South Africa's tourist brochures. This old hostel for migrant workers is now overflowing with families.
The room here was designed to be shared by just three men, but today you actually find three families sharing the room here. Family for there, family for here, and family for the one bed.
Singa Nkabisa grew up just around the corner. Now working for Cape Rainbow Tours, he brings foreigners to see his old neighborhood. His goal is simple.
Give them a complete picture about South Africa. The majority of people, this is where they live.
Millions of South Africans still reside in substandard housing in racially segregated communities. The idea of bringing tour groups here started more than a decade ago as an effort to foster racial reconciliation. The goal was for white South Africans to witness firsthand what apartheid created. But few South Africans ever signed up. Now Township Travel focuses on international tourists. For 3 hours, this group from Germany tours through the lasting legacy of apartheid. Along unpaved streets, past shacks without water or electricity, and through parks littered with broken glass. Tourist Britta Derschlag says signs of neglect are everywhere.
I'm really shocked about the state these townships are in because I don't understand that townships are so dirty.
Tourist Michael Inaka wonders how long people can wait for life to improve.
Many Africans are saying things are changing slowly, slowly, slowly. And I ask myself, how long can this situation work and not end up in new violence?
The tour is part history lesson. This group drives to a monument where anti-apartheid activists were killed by police. Then Singa Nkabisa explains how authorities employed unusual techniques to determine if a person would be forced to live in a township for blacks or one for mixed-race coloreds. A pencil would measure the curl of a person's hair.
They would take a pencil and then push it through your hair. And then if you shake and then the pencil stays on, it won't fall away because the hair is holding it, then you are black. But if you shake and the pencil falls away, then you'd be colored.
And Nkabisa says a needle would be used to reveal a person's native language.
And then they prick you with that. Now, if the person cries, "Eina," then you are colored. But if they cry, "Echu," then you are black.
There are no official statistics that track the growth and economic impact of township travel. But guides say the tours benefit local residents. They stop at workshops where tourists can buy arts and crafts. And this trip includes a visit to one of township tourism's most tangible success stories.
Hello. Please sit down. Vicky is my name. I'm living here with my family, running the smallest hotel in South Africa.
Vicky Ntozini's place is a two-room bed and breakfast inn built inside Ntozini's tin shack house. Tour groups have inspired foreigners to stay here overnight. Nearly everyone who comes donates to a program that feeds hungry children. Ntozini tells visitors that South Africa's township poverty will not last.
We may be living in conditions like these, but we are looking into life with a positive eye, knowing that even if it will take us another 10 years, but at the end we'll be living a happy, normal life like everybody else.
At the end of the trip, the tourists said they were happy they visited the townships. They already knew that South Africa has come a long way since the end of apartheid. They learned the country still has a long way to go. Terry Fitzpatrick for VOA News, Cape Town.